first of all, we've got the Jim River that flows diagonally across the county, and so that alone is a pretty big waterway. Well, then you've got probably a couple dozen little tributaries that feed into the Jim, and of course, the closer that they get to the Jim River, the wider they are. And an awful lot of people here in Huron get a chance to see the water flow down through Ravine Lake, and as it's making its way to the river. Also, the damage that gets caused, Jersey Avenue, that where about half the width of the street is completely washed out and gone, and it'll be a while before traffic is able to flow through that.